This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Powerball drawing was delayed Monday, and it's likely that official results won't be known till later today. The Multi-State Lottery Association said in a statement, the record-breaking $1.9 billion Powerball drawing was delayed because a participating lottery had issues processing sales. As Americans worry about inflation, the border crisis, gas and food prices, plummeting 401ks, America's lost energy independence under the Democrat president, President Biden continues to demonize Americans and the GOP with hateful rhetoric on the campaign trail. Energized Republicans are eager to get back into power in Congress, working to break the Democrats' one-party hold in Washington for the past 2 years. It's Election Day in America. Subtropical storm Nicole was located about 415 miles east-northeast of the Bahamas. That took place at 1 a.m. Eastern Time Tuesday. It's moving northwest at 7 miles per hour with a maximum sustained winds of 45 miles an hour. It's likely to make a high-impact event along Florida's Atlantic coast with damaging coastal flooding, dangerous winds, and heavy rainfall across a broad region for the next 48 hours. Tyson Foods' chief financial officer and son of Meat Giants chairman was arrested over the weekend after authorities say he fell asleep in the wrong house. 32-year-old John Tyson was found asleep in a woman's bed at her home in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Sunday morning. The arrest report said he was arrested for criminal trespass and public intoxication. He was released Sunday evening. Nerd tears are flowing as G4 announced it is ceasing operations for all distributors starting November 9th. Dave Scott, the CEO of Comcast Spectacor, viewership is low and the network has not achieved sustainable financial results. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is there anything worse than hidden fees? Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau explains.
Airbnb says it plans to make prices for rentals clear following a slew of customer complaints. The property rental company will introduce an option next month to display the total cost of properties before taxes, including cleaning and service fees. Users have claimed those additional costs were only visible toward the end of the booking process.
Let's get more information on the delayed Powerball lottery. Victoria Idoni reports from Washington.
Is there anything that could unite our divided nation this election day? How about a $2 billion conspiracy?
Because of a technical problem tonight, we are unable to bring you the Powerball drawing at this time. The Powerball lotteries take pride in the strict standards of this game, and our rules require that the drawing be delayed until we can ensure that all game procedures have been successfully completed. As always, the Powerball drawing will be supervised by lottery security and an independent auditing firm that will certify the official drawing results.
What you heard there aired Monday night in place of the Powerball drawing on news stations across America. Powerball says they're working to fix the problem. Hold on to your ticket and stay tuned. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you. Good morning, America. It is Tuesday, November the 8th. It is Election Day. I'm Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Selwyn Duke is going to be joining us. He writes for The New American, has done so for over a decade. He also writes for The Hill, The Observer, American Conservative, World Net Daily, just about all of them. And we're going to be talking, of course, about the midterms and some of the crazy things that have been going on that, you know, challenge our sensitivity. Let me put it in that perspective. Selwyn, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, great, Bill. Great to be with you. And how are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, I'm excited about today. I think today's a good day. It was ushered in with the blood moon, and I am one that looks at the stars, and I see signs. I mean, as the Bible tells us to be aware of signs and wonders, God gave us the lights, kind of be his way as communication channel to us. So we'll have to wait and see if the blood moon was especially significant. I have a tendency to think, at least be open, that there might be some significance to it. Interesting, of all days that it would fall on, would be on an election day, a day that many perceive here in this country as being critical to the furtherance of this great American dream.
Yeah. Well, absolutely, Bill. As a man of faith myself, I'm also amenable to that kind of thinking. There's no doubt about it. And this is a very significant election for the simple reason that the Democrats really have jumped the shark with their tyrannical impositions with respect to COVID and so many other things, and claiming that boys or girls can switch sexes just by willing it, with their critical race theory in schools, with inundating children with sexual impropriety in schools, opening the border. And if they're rewarded for that, then of course they're going to become even more tyrannical. Now, absolutely, I'm cautiously optimistic myself, because even if we put faith and signs aside, if we look at the polls, I just checked them out before coming on the show, Bill, the Real Clear Politics average, and the Republicans really across the board continue to improve their poll standing. I think Blake Masters in Arizona, he's running for Senate out there against Mark Kelly. I think he's ahead now for the first time in a poll against Kelly, and I see numbers improving elsewhere. And that's the positive side of the equation. The negative side of the equation is that there is a lot of Democrat vote fraud, and that's why GOP voters have to get out there and vote in such numbers that hopefully it will negate that fraud in most places.
Right. Well, you see, this is part of the challenge, and I was talking about this perception that we have about vote fraud. And when I say perception, I don't mean like a small p. I mean, it's understandably, there is reality beyond it. The left would want you to believe, oh, well, you know, that's just your lying eyes. But there's just so many instances of voter fraud. I often refer to the former attorney general, Eric Holder, who looked in the camera and was very serious about it. He said, there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I'm going, wait a minute, what are you talking about? We've got a little emergency alert here right now, because what's happening is I'm in Florida, and we're being warned about the incoming hurricane. So every once in a while, they just have to let us know these things. It's going to be a while, but these warnings come about, and they overpower everything, all the electronics and everything else. It takes over. So that's what you're hearing.
It sounded a bit like UFO music, so I thought you were playing that because you were relating how ridiculous Holder's claim was.
Yeah. Maybe I should have stayed with that and let it out, but I didn't want our audience. Yes, we've got a hurricane heading in our direction, and so 36 hours before now, they're sending out warnings and making sure people are prepared. So sorry for the interruption. That's my part of reality I'm dealing with. But, they would lead us to believe that it's just a mere perception. It's not a reality. But my response to Eric Holder was, if there really is no voter fraud, why are people getting arrested and spending time in jail then? I mean, they're spending time in jail and getting arrested for nothing. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, yes. I mean, we know there's a lot of voter fraud. I think it's the Heritage Foundation actually lists more than 1,200 cases, you know about this, of voter fraud where the perpetrators were arrested. They link back to government documents. And, of course, this is within the context, Bill, of a system where it's very hard to uncover vote fraud, because the Democrats have tried to make it so that it can be perpetrated with impunity in many cases. But understand something.
Exactly.
Stop me if I said this before on your show. People, Democrats as well, admit that the system is not secure because they wrote the book on questioning elections. I mean, there was Bush in 2000 where they said that election was stolen for Bush and he was not legitimate. Mm-hmm. You had for years the Trump-Russia collusion nonsense, which was a hoax. You have Stacey Abrams in Georgia, who claimed, I believe, the better part of 20 times that she's the legitimate governor of Georgia. And you just had Hillary Clinton say recently that the Republicans plan to steal the 2024 election. So it's absolutely unbelievable. Not only that, I've mentioned this many times, but in 2016, you had these sting videos by Project Veritas where they caught Democrat operatives talking on hidden camera. And one of them, Scott Fovall, he actually admitted that they were committing vote fraud. He talked about how they do it a little bit. And he said, quote, we've been busting people in for 50 years, to deal with you MFers, and we're not going to stop now. And then you had Alan Shulkin, also caught on hidden video. He back then was the election commissioner of New York City. He, though, did not perpetrate vote fraud. He admitted that it existed. He said there should be voter ID, and he said, quote, I think there's a lot of vote fraud. They bust people around. So my point is, we know that Democrats are lying when they talk about Republicans stealing elections, but everyone in the inn knows and admits really at one point or another that the system is not secure. And there are many types of vote fraud.
Exactly. Well, the thing was shocking to me was a couple of years ago, finally the Democrats admitted that the JFK election of 1960 involved voter fraud. And I'm going, wait a minute, it took us 60 years to finally, I mean, there was always, you know, I guess there were election deniers going back then, obviously, and saying, wait, this doesn't add up, the whole deal, but, you know, the nature of politics is such you get away with whatever you get away with, and, you know, just like in football, if there's a close call, you get everybody lined up, you get the next play, and then it's too late. So same thing happened here. You know, the Democrats were rushing, everybody was trying to get everything on so that Joe Biden, you know, could not be questioned. Everything had to move according to tradition, because they had to certify the vote, and then what they were doing was certifying a vote that was questionable. And people of reason were raising a flag and just saying, hey, can we look into this? And unfortunately, even our Supreme Court did not want to do another Gore v. Bush fiasco of 2000, and they just stood there like God's chosen frozen and refused to answer the questions of the American people, to the point that you've got, Selvin, I think it's the number's like 60%, over 60% of the country is still not sure of what happened in 2020. I mean, does the government owe us an answer?
Yeah, well, it certainly does. And you're right, the Supreme Court was sitting on its hands. They acted like cowards. And there was just a poll commissioned by Newsweek that found that 40% of the country believes that the 2020 election was stolen. That's a plurality of the nation. Only 36% believes that it was legitimate. And of that 36%...
Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Selwyn Duke.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Thank you.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Selwyn Duke continues with us. He's with the New American. Selwyn, as we were talking about earlier, you know, the Democrats, whether, you know, what you can go by and consider. Remember, Hillary Clinton warned during the 2016 campaign that, you know, we had to be careful of those Republicans because, you know, here in America, we don't arrest our political opponents. Remember, she said that during one debate, accusing Donald Trump
right.
of wanting to arrest her. Of course, you know, that's to disregard any legal offense, any broken law that Hillary Clinton may have committed that she was not charged for, ironically. But that aside, it has been the Democrats who have gone after conservatives for standing up for their own rights. And whether it was an assembly, maybe there were some, you know, certainly some violations that happened on January the 6th, but we've got people still in jail for well over a year. That is something that a banana republic does in arresting their political foes to stifle political debate, going after a former president with some 40 FBI agents and, you know, helicopters and maybe a SEAL team out in the water there at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, this was absurd to go after and capture some documents that they were there a couple of months earlier that they had access to. But no, we've got to have a made for a made-for-TV movie or made-for-news TV event brought to you by our Justice Department and the FBI, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. It was theater. And this has been called, Bill, the third worlding of America, where one writer said it's a winner-take-all situation where you win election, then you persecute your political opponents. The thing is, though, it only works if the Democrats happen to win that election because they mm-hmm. control the so-called deep state, the permanent bureaucracy. And yes, it's very dangerous. This is yet another reason why it's important that the Democrats are disempowered this election, because this is not your grandfather's Democrat Party. My father was a Democrat at one time, Bill. I'm going back probably to the 1950s. But he eventually switched parties. By 64, he was a Goldwater man, probably because he realized he didn't have to leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party had left him. It has just become a criminal organization. It's like a criminal syndicate. I mean, we were talking about vote fraud. The vote fraud is so extreme that it's not even funny. And this mail-in balloting is the most dangerous kind of balloting because it's the type of voting most prone to fraud, which is why it's been illegal in France since 1975. I mean, we had a situation, again, stop me if I mention this before on your show, but May 12th, 2020 in Paterson, New Jersey, there was a special election between two Democrats, and the vote fraud, mail-in vote fraud, was found to have been so egregious by a judge that he actually ordered that a new election be held. Now, you have to ask, well, what has happened since then to make mail-in voting more secure? Well, not nearly enough. I mean, we had August 2020, a Democrat operative speak to the New York Post under the condition of anonymity, and he talked about how he and his team had been perpetrating vote fraud for years and years and years in the New Jersey area, other states, and he said that it's significant enough to turn fairly close elections in states. Now, what states am I concerned about? Well, I'm concerned about Pennsylvania, because they have a lot of mail-in voting, and in the Philadelphia area, it's known for vote fraud. It's been known for that for decades and decades and decades. I remember when the left-wing commentator Chris Matthews admitted that. So, again, it's not just a right-wing assertion.
So much for the land of brotherly love and the home of our liberty, Bill.
Yeah.
They're all a bunch of cheaters. It's just unbelievable, you know, that this is part of their legacy. But go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just saw the statistics yesterday. And it's very, very interesting. Republicans are doing relatively well in mail-in balloting. Not that we know the actual results, but we know what percentage of the ballots now have come from Republicans and what percentage from Democrats. And in most states, there's relative parity. Not exact parity, but it might be 39 Democrat, 39%, 31% Republican, which is relatively close because usually Democrats have a huge advantage in that
exactly.
in terms of early
right.
voting. But in Pennsylvania, there was a real red flag because about 70% of the mail-in ballots have come from Democrats. I think only 20-some-odd percent from Republicans. Then you have independents in there, too. And when I see that, I say, I cannot believe for a second that all these votes are legitimate. They're not, with all the ballot harvesting and the shenanigans you have going on.
Well, you had a quarter, million ballots that were turned. The court came in and said, no, you can't use those. And, of course, they're crying foul. You know, Fetterman and the rest of the operatives there in Pennsylvania are still trying to get that that decision reversed to where they would accept those quarter of a million ballots that were not, I mean, they were bogus to begin with, right? They had the wrong dates, you know, they were unsigned. I mean, it was just crazy.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely incredible. Look, this is not going to shock you, but these left-wingers, they just say whatever is convenient at the moment. They continually change their tune. I mean, Barack Obama himself said years ago when he was addressing mail-in voting, this was back when you couldn't jump the shark with it the way the Democrats have recently. He said mail-in voting is secure if you have signature verification. That's what he said. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that. We shouldn't have excessive mail-in voting only for the military and virtually no one else. But that's what he said. Now the Democrats have changed their tune, and they say you don't even need that because, of course, this is all about facilitating their own vote fraud. Everyone knows that. I mean, why are they fighting, Bill, against voter ID, something you have even in third world countries?
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Yeah.
And you got 80% of the country, you know, believes voter IDs is something that should be enacted to help secure the election process.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Listen to this. You may remember this. In 2012, I believe it was, when Romney ran against Obama, UN observers came in to observe our election. The Democrats wanted them here because they claimed that Republicans were trying to suppress votes. Well, you know what these UN observers found? They didn't find any GOP suppression of votes, but they did express shock that in many parts of the United States, ID was not required to vote because, of course, that's what any sane country does. You need ID to do anything, to board an airplane, to visit the White House, to get government benefits, you name it. And the Democrats support that, of course, except when it comes to voting. And why is that? That's because they're perpetrating all the vote fraud. It's perpetrated in big cities, which are controlled by Democrats. The Republicans tend to dominate in the rural areas. That's not where you see the vote fraud. That's why they're against voter ID.
And how much, Selwyn, are these electronic devices, you know, like Dominion and others, contributing to this ruse of voter fraud that supposedly are not connected to the Internet? Was it the CEO of Dominion was before Congress being interviewed by Kentucky's Senator Rand Paul, and he asked him specifically about the connectivity to the Internet. And the CEO insisted there was no connection whatsoever. And then he looked rather puzzled when Rand Paul pulled out a device that looked like a modem that connected the machine to the Internet. So what kind of antics is that contributing to voter fraud as well? We got about a minute left.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. Listen. I said in 2000 during the Bush-Gore election when people were talking about hanging chads and you saw them on TV examining those ballots, people were saying, oh, our system is so antiquated. Why, we should have electronic voting machines. And I said, no, that's the last thing you want because then with the touch of a button, I was speaking loosely, you can switch an election result. You don't want that. Certain things should be more rudimentary and old-fashioned. We need to go back to paper balloting, voting the day of the election, eliminating all this mail-in balloting.
Yeah, let's have a legitimate day off, a federal day off. I mean, and I think that would be a legitimate one where everybody takes the day off to support their government and go out and cast their vote, just like we used to in the early days, Selwyn. That's what I believe in as well. And I agree with you regarding absentee ballot reserved for, you know, those in the military and very unique and special reasons where, you know, an absentee ballot is justified. Selwyn Duke has been our guest. Thank you, Selwyn. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Powerball drawing was delayed Monday, and it's likely that official results won't be known until sometime Tuesday. The Multi-State Lottery Association said in a statement, the record-breaking $1.9 billion Powerball drawing, before taxes, was delayed because of a participating lottery had issue processing sales. As Americans worry about inflation, the border crisis, gas, food prices, plummeting 401ks, America's lost energy independence, President Biden continues to demonize Americans and the GOP with hateful rhetoric on the campaign trail. Energized Republicans are eager to get back into power, working to break the Democrats' one-party hold in Washington. Today is Election Day. Subtropical storm Nicole was located about 415 miles east-northeast of the Bahamas as of 1 a.m. Eastern Tuesday. 45-mile-an-hour winds and a lot of moisture is on the way to South Florida. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got Jeff Kemp back with us, of course, the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL quarterback and now ministry leader. We're huddling up, men, and talking about the playbook for victory for men and our families. Hey, Jeff, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'll tell you, the commentary and comments from our audience has been very positive. The men, and I'm even starting to hear from women. I'm reminding my husband, you need to tune in. Make sure that you're listening up to what Jeff and Bill are talking about. So I want to thank you, Jeff, for your commitment to do this every week. This has been a blessing for everybody.
You're welcome. I just when you said, how are you, Jeff? And I said, hey, and I said, how are you? And you said, terrific. I just laughed at ourselves because we may be doing pretty well and terrific, but that's the typical response that most of us guys and maybe some women get when we ask a friend, how you doing? I'm okay. I'm good. You know, how you doing? Terrific. Mm-hmm. But really what we've been talking about almost for 2 months, Bill, is showing the close, trusted friends in our life the real us. And asking the real question, hey, what's the most important thing going on in your life? And how can I pray for you? And honestly, if you and I were to answer, we might say, I'm terrific, but I got a couple of challenges I'm facing. Or exactly. I'm pretty good, but I'm a little bit distracted, and I need to get focused on A, finishing this book, and B, not ignoring my wife while I'm doing it. I mean, that's what real friendship conversation is all about. So I was just chuckling that you and I both said, "Oh, we're great. Well, we're terrific." And yet we've been coaching guys to ask the deep questions and answer the deep questions, not with like everyone in the world, certainly not, you know, Twitter or TikTok or Instagram or Facebook. Still, we recommend being real. But you really opening yourself and self-disclosing what's going on in your life, process it with one or two, possibly three quality, deep, consistent friends. And that's what we've been encouraging men to do, because you want men to be who they were made to be. That's what I've been hearing you say.
Exactly.
Live out their purpose and their calling to serve and lead and be strong for others. We can't be that if we are not in touch with who we really are and what's going on, and you need a friend to do that, a team.
Exactly. Not to defend our initial salutation, but only put it in perspective, because Jeff did say, you know, two or three guys. Here we're talking 2 or 3 million people, and so our response to one another is in that context. Off air, it would be a little bit different, because we might be a little bit more probative, because I might say to Jeff, "Jeff, I know you're holding back on me," or you would say, "Hey, Bill, come on, let's get real. Where are we? What's going on here?" And then, you know, you open up. But that's part of the process, because, like you said, guys enter into the arena with a persona, an image of strength.
Exactly.
And but, you know, we're talking about, hey, putting that shield down, and let's get into who you are, the reality of what you're dealing with, because guess what? We're all dealing with it, you know, similar things. You know, we all have issues. We're all dealing with it, right?
Right on. Yep. I mean, I love this phrase that we want to be real good men. Well, let's stop for a second. Remember, the only one who's perfectly good is God.
Amen.
And we need to connect with God to get goodness. And secondly, the only one who was perfectly honest and authentic was Jesus. He's here on earth. He had all the temptations and all the challenges and emotions that we had, but he never, ever, ever sinned. And he was completely honest and real. So if we want to be real and good men, we need to be honest and authentic, which means talk to a few close friends and open up and be real. And secondly, to be good, you need to connect to the Father in heaven, who brings you his goodness through his Holy Spirit and his word, and through the teamwork of your friends, your huddle,
exactly,
so to speak, those guys you talk to every week and process, hey, what's going on? How's your marriage doing? What's going on with that son of yours? All that problem at work. You know, how about that lust issue you're dealing with? You doing okay? Mm-hmm. That makes us real, and that makes us more good, like Jesus, the perfect one.
Exactly. It is a process, is what Jeff is pointing out. And as you huddle up with these two to three other friends that are holding, that you're holding each other accountable for, because you get to ask the questions just as much as they get to ask the question, and you get to answer just like they get to answer. And you will find that, at least this has been my experience, Jeff, is as you get deep into the process, and by deep in it, I mean you're doing it consistently, you will be amazed at what this will do for you psychologically, how liberating this is, how encouraging it is, and how you will see God differently and more dynamically as a result of huddling up, right?
Yeah. I mean, every guy wants to belong, and he wants to have a team, and he wants to know someone's got his back. Well, for someone to have your back, you've got to have someone else's back. And for someone to have a friend, you know, we always tell our kids, hey, if you want friends, be a friend. Like, go be friendly. Don't just wait for the kid in the playground to come up to you. You go up to them. Well, as men, we get busy with our job, our wife, our kids, maybe some volunteer work, our hobby, and we kind of push friendship to the side. We have friends still, but we don't have depth with our friends, and we don't have
what
you said, consistency. Like, do you check in with a key friend every week? Just give them a call. Is there someone who you trust and you like their advice? Call them. Is there a guy who's struggling and you feel, you know, like he especially needs you? Do you check in with him every week? You can just make a quick call. You can at least text. And when I talk about huddling, not everyone needs to be in a huddle, and not everyone's going to call it a huddle. But what happens with a huddle is we've defined that we're going to connect with each other every week, and it's three of us, and we've got it on the calendar. And if we have to move it from 7 o'clock on Wednesday night to 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock on Thursday night, we will. And if we can't make it, we'll touch base with each other by phone instead of that Zoom appointment. But friendship is connecting every week. And huddling is just going a step further to build a team, like you were talking about, to feel stronger and let God do more work.
Jeff, you often refer to friendship, you know, having level five friendship. Explain to the guys what you mean by that.
Okay, well, if there's level five, there's got to be one, two, three, and four. Level one, someone you know, but you might not even remember their name. Level two, hey, they're in my network. I've done some business with them. I call them my friend, but your wife says, he's your friend? And you says, yeah, I call him my friend. But you really don't share life. Level three is that's a regular friend. See him at school, see him at work. You've done some stuff together. You like each other. You might joke a little bit. But you're not dropping your guard and don't know any secrets about each other, and there's nothing more than the usual conversation. Level four is you've had some deep conversation. You've gone through a couple battles together. You share a few secrets, and you'd call this guy at 2 a.m. in a crisis. The challenge with level four is it's not complete and consistent. You may have a level four friend you were close to, you know, years ago, but you haven't talked to him in 2 months.
Right.
You can't really help each other if you're not in touch for a year or 2 months. Level five is basically this. It's committed and defined friendship that wants to go deep and chooses to be consistent. And you are opening yourself up in an honest way because you've defined the relationship as trustworthy and confidential. I got your back, you got my back. And once men define that level of safety and the intentionality of meeting every week and that I'm going to open up and you're going to open up, then guys will talk, and they love
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yes.
Level five, it's defined, it's committed, it's intentional, and it's consistent, and you open up and share your lives together because you know that it's safe and confidential. That's level five.
It is. Without a doubt. Jeff Kemp, thank you for sharing that. We got 30 seconds left. Lead us out in prayer and for what we can do for next week. Go ahead.
I want to send guys to get the playbook for that level five friendship at menhuddle.com, just free 10-page tip sheet. Lord God, help us all be close to you and get our manhood from you and to be close friends and build those friendships. Bless these men. In Christ's name, amen.
He's the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL QB, Jeff Kemp. Thank you, Jeff. Take care. God bless, my friend.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921.
That's 800-755-7921.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Just a little programming note. I know you may wonder, go, wait a minute, we're used to hearing Jeff Kemp and Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, in the first hour of the show, and today we're hearing them in the second hour of the show. And what we did, we had a little programming change because of the availability of Robert Spencer. You remember we were talking about his book, Who Lost Afghanistan, and I was just informed that there was an emergency that involved his son, and this is why Robert was not with us this morning as scheduled. Being a man of prayer and believing in prayer, I bring this to you and just ask for your prayers for Robert and his family and his son. I don't know all the details. I just know it's an emergency, and God handles emergencies. You know that, right? And so we'll agree. And as I was sharing with the Hamilton group, great people who did the booking, they have been dear friends. Deb Hamilton and all the crew there have just done an outstanding job in connecting us with authors like Robert. And, you know, I just remind him, you know, we're two or more gathered in his name. I mean, the power of Jesus coming into every situation, and even one that you might think, oh, it's so trivial. Why would God even bother? God's just saying, hey, look, I do bother. But I only go where I'm invited. If you don't invite me, then I'm not going to be there. And so we're praying, you know, for Robert and his family, his son, that we invite God to come into that situation and to watch over and resolve whatever issue is, whatever that emergency is, in the way that God does it, because he's almighty. And we also ask God to come in and intervene over and watch over this election. God is a just God. He does not like unbalanced scales. You know that, right? And as we reported, and Selwyn Duke pointed out, that America, unfortunately, has been associated for too many years, and there's too many places where voter fraud has taken place. And this is an anathema to God. God believes that God is a holy God, and he demands that there would be truth and honesty. And for our elections, for anything that would interfere to that end, we would come against it in the name of Jesus, and we just welcome God. We bring God into the situation that we may have a true, fair and free election in this country, that it would be the new standard, that what we learned over the past couple of years in asking questions about the election process, that we would learn from it, and that the right people, and when I say the right people, you know, I'm talking the people that the American people have chosen, not a ruling class of people have chosen, but that we, the people, are the ones that represent us, and they do so in a new way that doesn't pronounce a red wave, as we've been saying, or a blue wave, but an American wave, a wave that is consistent with the founding principles of our country. Are you good with that? I'm comfortable with that for what it's worth. So I just share that with you, and thank you for praying for Robert and his son and for this country, especially on this day, midterm election day across America. Samantha Mouse, speaking of which, the Good News Girl is with us now. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing lovely. How are you this morning?
Hey, terrific. Thank you so much for being with us. We've got lots to catch up on here. And the first one we're going to start off with is a viral video with over a million views showing two kids leaving candy in an empty treat bowl in a heartwarming act of kindness. I don't know. Have you ever run out of candy, you know, on Halloween day? Have you ever run out of it?
I actually came close this year, but, you know, we actually sat the bowl out because we have multiple dogs, so it would be a little bit chaotic to let everybody ring our doorbell. So
right,
we
exactly.
We were just like, you know what, we're just going to sit out this candy and tell them to take one or two if they dare. And,
right.
We took more than that. And we actually just had a couple pieces left, but, you know, that's something that I think people are always scared of when they put a bowl of candy, that someone's going to come along and swipe the whole thing. But this is kind of like, the story is the reverse of that.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an honor system there, and it is amazing how kids will do that. What I love to see, which really warms my heart, is when, you know, the little tykes come in and the brothers will, you know, the older brothers will pull out the candy for their sister, for example, and put it in their bag first. I mean, it's like, oh my goodness, this is awesome. I love this kid. I don't know him, but I love this kid. I just can't wait to see what they're like when they grow up, right? And, you know,
absolutely.
To see that kind of generosity, it's heartwarming. So so tell about these two kids leaving candy in an empty treat bowl.
Okay, so this is over near Liverpool, England, actually, and there is a lot of stories like this in America too. But this one has had over a million views of this moment from Jody Lacey. She had it on her video doorbell. Two young boys who still have not been named. You know, they're making people around the world tear up because they come up and they're like, they realize the bowl's, you know, they're standing there for a minute after waiting for her to come to the door. Then they look over and they see this giant orange bowl and it's empty. And they're like, oh, well, and they both reach into their bag and they fill it up with their own candy. So the next people coming along, the next trick-or-treaters will have it. And then they ring the doorbell again, knowing that there's a camera. And they're just like, happy Halloween. And,
oh, that's so cool.
You know, like, isn't it just, it's like, it's such a simple act, but it just warms your heart because those kids are out there, their main goal, their main objective, everybody wants the candy. And, you know, it was just their intentions were pure. They didn't, you know, they didn't expect this video to go viral or to get recognition. They're just like, hey, you know, we wanted to make sure the next people coming along had candy. So,
exactly.
You know, when you see those videos of those other kids that might be taken more than their fair share, remember, there's a lot of these little young lads that come and they leave candy they didn't have to for the next people. So,
oh, very cool. I love the story. When I was a kid growing up, there was the Candid Camera series. You know, smile, you're on Candid Camera. And they would catch, you know, people in the act, sometimes kindness, sometimes not so kind.
Right.
It's always nice when you catch people with, you know, executing an act of kindness, so to speak. You know, we were talking about the homeless community and how they contribute to the body politic. You know, people want to discount them and invalidate their participation. And this is a perfect case in point to what we were talking about earlier this morning. And this is when a police officer was killed. It was the local homeless community that gave all they could in her honor. Tell us about this story.
So this story just chokes you up. To Sierra Burton, she's 28 years old, and she was an officer in Richmond, Indiana. And you would just think nothing good can come from her being killed. She was killed. She was shot, and then 39 days later, she passed away from her wounds. And this is, she was in the line of duty when it happened. And I mean, it's just terrible, and it breaks your heart. And so a little bit after that, a homeless man comes walking into the police station. You know, the lady at the desk is like, you could tell he was probably homeless. And so he comes up and he has a white envelope and he hands it to her. And, you know, it's in honor of Sarah. And it says to Sarah from people from the streets. That's all it says. Mm. And she opens it up and it's 8 crumbled $1 bills. Which, you know, when you're homeless, you don't know when your next dollar is coming from or where your next dollar is coming from or anything like that. So for them to get this money together and want to honor her was a huge deal. And the man said he did not want any recognition. You know, he didn't want he accepted a hug and that's it. He didn't even want to give his name. But he just wanted to do something kind for this officer who apparently had been very kind to the homeless community there. And they truly loved her. So now in her honor, people are helping the homeless community. So it's one of those things where it keeps going.
Goes around, comes around. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's the ripple effect. And also now it's just like, you know, it's being shared with all of us who are inspired as well, you know, and it's $8, but that's everything to them. That's more, you know, you see, like, to me, that's much more touching than a billionaire giving $1 million. You know, that's nothing to them. They won't miss it. But $8 to a homeless person is everything. And I just, I think that there is no greater honor for this fallen officer or anybody than somebody to give up so much in her name.
Way to go, Sam. You got us all in tears now. What a gesture. Yeah. No, this is so sweet. And again, reinforces what we were talking this morning about, you know, the homeless community, how, you know, people are so quick to invalidate them. And what a blessing, you know, from this homeless community and to be assured that they're, you know, this is just one story of hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions in this naked city that would say that other, you know, homeless people, just because they're homeless doesn't mean that they're of no value. And and this person just exampled, this gentleman exampled the value to this community that even someone like the homeless community that, you know, sometimes we want to ignore. You know, Danny Huerta from Focus on the Family cautioned us that we need to be more noticing. We need to be noticers of these things that are happening and people and what's happening around, you know, around our communities especially. This next story is about a 56-year-old woman. She gives birth to her own grandchild. Whoa. I mean, this is, it sounds bizarre on the surface, but listen to the substance of the story. And this is after serving as a surrogate for her son and daughter-in-law, right?
That's right. So Nancy Huck, she's 56. She had... she just gave birth to her own grandchild, a granddaughter, and a daughter for her son, Jeff and Cambria. Jeff and Cambria had actually had kids through IVF. They had had 4 children, but they wanted to give every one of their embryos a chance at life. So when Cambria couldn't have children after the last one, Nancy volunteered, and she was able to do it, had a healthy pregnancy, and had her own grandbaby girl. Can you believe that? What a grandma.
Boy. That's a story that'll, you know, how were you born? Well, my grandmother birthed me.
Yes.
Your oh, she was there. She kind of caught you as you were. No. I was in her womb.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that is just amazing. I'm just wondering how old she'll be when she learns the amazing.
Look, you got to check this out. It's all at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Samantha Mal, thank you. Take care.
Thank
if you're
you.
Like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen